Welcome to another week of Feasting on the Word. We continue to read through Romans at this time, so little bits of Romans as part of our focus for this ancient discipline of simply allowing God's Word to speak to us. As far as what you need around you as you prepare for this, you really need nothing except an open and receptive heart and mind. If you desire, you can have something to write on and something to write with, if that helps you to jot down some reflections as the readings are being done. The format is the scripture read four times with silence following each time. So sort of taking a bite of it and then allowing it to sink in, taking another bite, allowing it to sink further, taking another bite, and after that time, turning to God in reflection, so in prayer on how this word is reaching us, and then finally the fourth time, which has no silence following, we simply take that word then out into our day and week. We're using five verses from the fifth chapter of Romans, and these are the first five verses of that chapter, using four different translations, the first being the New Revised Standard Version, the second, the Message, the third, the Living Bible, and the fourth, the New International Version. So let's go ahead and get right into it and feast on God's Word for this week. Romans 5, verses 1 through 5. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand. And we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Romans 5, verses 1 through 5, from the Message. By entering through faith into what God has always wanted to do for us, set us right with Him, make us fit for Him, we have it all together with God because of our Master Jesus. And that's not all. We throw open our doors to God and discover at the same moment that He has already thrown open His door to us. We find ourselves standing where we always hoped we might stand, out in the wide open spaces of God's grace and glory, standing tall and shouting our praise. There's more to come. We continue to shout our praise even when we're hemmed in with troubles, because we know how troubles can develop passionate patience in us, and how that patience in turn forges the tempered steel of virtue, keeping us alert for whatever God will do next. In alert expectancy such as this, we're never left feeling shortchanged. Quite the contrary, we can't round up enough containers to hold everything God generously pours into our lives through the Holy Spirit. Romans 5, verses 1 through 5 from the Living Bible. This will be followed by a longer period of silence during which we turn to God in prayer. So now, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith in his promises, we can have real peace with him because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. For because of our faith, he has brought us into this place of highest privilege where we now stand, and we confidently and joyfully look forward to actually becoming all that God has had in mind for us to be. We can rejoice, too, when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they are good for us. They help us learn to be patient. And patience develops strength of character in us and helps us trust God more each time we use it until finally our hope and faith are strong and steady. Then, when that happens, we're able to hold our heads high no matter what happens and know that all is well, for we know how dearly God loves us, and we feel this warm love everywhere within us because God has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. All right, our fourth reading of Romans 5, verses 1 through 5. May this word be taken into your day and your week, and may you continue to feast upon what it says to you. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character. And character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. This is the word of the Lord, and thanks be to God.